Today in Science from Wired.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you noise sensitive? Here's how to tell. Every person has a different idea of what makes noise loud, but there are some things we all can do to turn the volume down a little. By Amy Patterell. As a mom of three boys, I can barely hear my thoughts against the cacophony of my brood plotting their next Minecraft moves, bartering Pokemon cards, or singing a Weird Al parody. They're not fighting or wreaking havoc, but life with three energetic school-aged kids is, well, noisy. And I'm noise-sensitive. It turns out I'm in good company. According to a 2023 Plus One study conducted in the UK, nearly one in five adults have some level of noise sensitivity. And Richard J. Salvi, co-founder and director of the University of Buffalo Center for Hearing and Deafness, tells me that at least 29 medical conditions are linked to noise sensitivity. People with hyperacusis or misophonia, for example, find everyday sounds unbearable. Other people have a sensory sensitivity, often from sensory processing disorder, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or autism. Still others may suffer from chronic ailments like migraine, fibromyalgia, or mental health issues where loud sounds exacerbate symptoms. But even without a diagnosable condition, repetitive exposure to loud sounds can impact your health. The good news, once you get a full hearing evaluation to ensure your sensitivity to sound doesn't reflect early signs of a hearing disorder, myriad tools can make the noise level in your immediate environment more tolerable, or at least block your ability to hear it. In the 1970s, the Environmental Protection Agency treated noise just like any other environmental pollutant. Society was conscientious of the effects of sound as a form of pollution, and the government regulated it as such. Unfortunately, since the Reagan administration phased out funding for noise abatement and control in 1981, our world has grown exponentially louder. Some of these noises are being piped directly into your ears. Thank you, earpods. But others are a product of noise pollution. Everyone has a different threshold of sensitivity to sound, but we know that repeated exposure to sounds above 75 to 85 decibels for more than 8 hours a day can damage your auditory system, says Deanna K. Mankey, an audiologist and audiology professor and researcher at the University of Northern Colorado and co-director of Dangerous Decibels. That's about the noise output your lawnmower or power tool produces. But the louder the sound, the greater the risk to your hearing, even at shorter durations. In fact, listening to 100 decibels for just 15 minutes, about the sound level of a bulldozer, delivers the same hit to your hearing as 7 or 8 hours at 85 decibels. Our ears distort sound when it's loud, Mankey says. So whether you're noise sensitive or not, turning the volume down is positive for everyone. A point I tried to drive home when I introduced my boys to my newly downloaded NIOSH sound level meter, or SLM, a handy app that allows you to measure your dose so you can monitor your progress toward creating a quieter, calmer environment. Salvi tells me that normal speech hovers around 70 decibels. During the first week, SLM measured our mealtime conversations at 80 decibels, and the boys' roughhousing typically hits 90. When the boys were out of school, SLM alerted me that I'd reached 100% of my daily dose of loud sounds before 1 p.m. "Too loud," I yelled. Far above the 90 decibel level. Clearly, I needed more than a meter to preserve my sanity and my hearing. Decades of research shows that excessive noise creates a host of issues, from the obvious hearing loss and sleep problems to the insidious heart disease, metabolic disturbances, anxiety, and depression. For the 20 to 40% of people who are noise sensitive, sounds above a certain decibel trigger the amygdala, the reptilian part of the brain designed to protect us, to fire on all cylinders. The brain interprets a sound as toxic, and the nervous system reacts with the fight-flight response, says Jennifer Brout, co-founder of the Sensory Processing and Emotion Regulation Program at Duke University, who suffers from misophonia. It's not a psychological disorder, but rather a multidisciplinary disorder that ultimately has psychological effects because the affected person is in a constant state of stress. The sympathetic nervous system kicks in, boosting your heart rate, increasing your blood pressure, and triggering the body to produce inflammatory cells. Over time, these changes can lead to chronic inflammation, high blood pressure, and plaque buildup on your arterial walls. To complicate matters, when you begin to lose your ability to hear at a particular frequency due to aging, illness, or injury, the auditory system goes into overdrive and over-recruits at other frequencies. This over-recruitment is helpful in terms of allowing you to hear softer sounds, but it can also amplify unwanted noise. You can close your eyes, avoid being touched, and even deprive your taste buds, but you can't turn off your ears. They're working all the time, even or maybe especially when you're sleeping. That's one reason there aren't great therapies for noise sensitivity disorders, Brout tells me. In the face of sound that is either painful or that the brain is misinterpreting as dangerous, it's really difficult to dampen the nervous system reactivity, she says. So it's no surprise that Brout is a big believer in identifying tools and devices that can help quiet the sounds in your environment. The most obvious, of course, are earplugs, which dramatically reduce environmental noise by preventing sound waves from reaching your inner ear, the place that triggers your body to react to noise in the first place. Protective earmuffs operate the same way, and they're typically more comfortable and user-friendly than earplugs. Though, depending on your environment, they may not be as practical as their smaller, less noticeable peers. Typical foam earplugs attenuate high frequencies like the upper keys of a piano, but there are specially designed earplugs called high fidelity or musician's earplugs that attenuate or weaken sound equally across all frequencies, says Menke, who uses myriad protective devices to protect her ears in different environments. Regular earmuffs or foam earplugs when she mows the lawn, high-fidelity filtered earplugs when she goes to noisy live music events or restaurants, and electronic shooter's earplugs or earmuffs when she does firearm impulse noise research. A more sophisticated solution, and my birthday gift from my boys last year, are Bluetooth-enabled noise-canceling headphones, which emit sound waves that complement and cancel surrounding noise. The technology allows me to listen to the latest true crime podcast or immerse myself in Spotify's Feel Happy playlist while blocking the sound of my boys sparring in the same room. Worried about inadvertently drowning out the sound of an approaching car during your run, your crying baby, or your pooch who needs an open door to pee? Menke says if you fit the earplugs to match the amount of attenuation you need for the listening environment, you'll never be in a position where you don't hear anything. Thanks for listening to Wired. My name is Zeke Robison, and for more stories like this one, visit us at wired.com.
Spoken Layer.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.